These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. I'm with Favaz, and this is episode
132.
And it's Michael Anthony again, but this is a more recent Michael Anthony interview.
Yeah. So I interviewed Michael Anthony back in January of 2021, and this is it. And this is obviously after the death of Eddie Van Halen. I think he was doing his promotional tour to support the new Circle record, the Lockdown record, the covers that they did. And I've just met him numerous times. He is the nicest guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always down in Cabo, obviously, because he's friends with Sammy. I interviewed his daughter for the very first time, her first interview ever. I had to give her a copy of it down in Cabo.
Oh, wow.
She was a cute little thing. Mm-hmm.
And how old was she at the time?
At the time, I think she was like 17
oh.
or 18. And he's just a really cool guy. And I was looking forward to talking to him, not only about the new Circle record, but I wanted to see if he kissed and made up with Eddie Van Halen,
right.
You know, because that's the big question. So
yeah.
Here he is.
That'll come up in this interview. Here
yeah.
we go.
Okay, here is Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. How you been? So, first of all, I have a partner now. I do mornings on Qayshi. The U-Man just walked in, and John Hewlett is here, too.
Oh,
you were there, too.
So I'll ask a question, maybe? I don't know. Or maybe I just listened to you
do,
guys.
Neither of us remembered that you were there.
Just an unforgettable dude.
Say hello, John.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, the U-Man. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
So Mike, you doing all right?
Yeah, you know, out here in Southern California, it's another beautiful day in the pandemic neighborhood.
You know? Yeah.
It seems like every day out here in Southern California now, you know, LA's claiming that we're the epicenter now of everything
right.
going on with the COVID stuff. But every morning you watch the news and there's something new that you have to do. This morning, the latest one that they have on the news out here is do not travel further than 120 miles from your home.
Wow.
So that's the rule for today.
But that's how you've lived your life. You've lived your life on the road, pretty much.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, Lockdown 2020 is the new record from The Circle, featuring Sammy Hagar, of course, you, Vic Johnson, and Jason Bonham. And it is available as of today. So, all of these songs were recorded remotely, Michael.
Is that thing they did where they all used their iPhones.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
I've heard individual songs. I haven't heard the whole record straight through, but, you know, as they released them, they sounded all right.
Yeah.
Sure that you're not used to, because you're old school. You were in the studio with Van Halen and you know, with Sammy and Dave and everything. How mm-hmm. was it doing it like that remotely?
You know, it was crazy, because literally the first one that's on the album is called Funky Feng Shui, which was something that, like, an original piece that we started jamming a few years back. And Jason goes, hey, you know, why don't we kind of work this up, you know? And that's kind of like how the whole thing started. And that one, literally, I sat in my room and I had my iPhone with the music on it with headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife used her iPhone and videoed me, and the bass sound and everything went into the iPhone.
That's crazy.
And I was blown away. I was blown away with how it sounded. I mean, that's kind of a testament to the Apple product, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And for people who don't know what you're talking about when you say remotely, each of you were in totally different places.
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
No, it wasn't.
Of course,
people don't know.
Oh,
we're all at our own homes, because obviously everything was on pretty much lockdown, and so, like, Jason actually recorded the drums first to a track that we had done earlier, a jam that we had done before, and then it would just get passed around, and as it got to the next person, there'd be another instrument on it. As it got to the next person, there'd be another instrument on it, and then, you know, when it got to Sam, then he'd do the vocals. And it was pretty crazy.
It has to start with the rhythm section, of course, and then build from there, I guess.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
So start with the drums, probably. Mm-hmm. He was second with the bass.
I've right. never recorded like that before.
Yeah.
We've always, you know, from Van Halen, whatever, we've always recorded as a band in the studio. And we were really surprised at how well it actually gelled and turned out.
Yeah, people were really looking forward to the songs coming out, and now the whole record is out. Won't Get Fooled Again is on there. Also, Good Enough from Van Halen. Three Little Birds from Bob Marley, A Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of that Bob Marley tune, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
It's a pretty eclectic mix of of stuff. You know, we got everything from Three Little Birds to, I mean, we do some AC/DC, a whole lot of Rosie. And it was just like somebody, one of us would email the other three and go, hey, why don't we try this song? And I think the only song that we turned down because it just didn't seem like it would work out right was Summer Nights by Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
But besides that,
that's shocking.
That's shocking.
Why would that not work out?
A lot of it has to do with the guitar because Eddie used a special guitar when we did that song. It had on what was called a trans trim, which was like got the vibrato whammy bar thing, but you can unhook it, and as you pull it up and down, it changes the key of the whole guitar.
Oh wow!
So it was a special guitar that he had made back then.
All right, so we're talking to Michael Anthony. So Michael, besides Lockdown 2020 coming out, back in October when Eddie passed away, I talked to Sammy. And we talked about Eddie, his passing and everything, and we all know that Eddie and Sammy kissed and made up, and they were having a good relationship. And I asked about you, and Sammy said, I'll let Michael answer that. So now I've got you. We've got you here. Did you and Eddie kiss and make up? Was everything okay between you guys when he passed away in October?
Well, you know what? Actually, unfortunately, I had not had a chance to speak to Eddie, and there were a few issues that we had, and I hadn't spoken to him for years.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, that's kind of like how it ended, and it bothers me because there were a few things that would have been nice for us to kind of work out and talk over. So, mm-hmm.
There was a rumor.
You know, Sammy just said he wishes he would have taken it easier on the Van Halen brothers in his book that came out like about 10 years or so ago. And it just seems like whatever issues that Michael and Eddie still had, they were probably pretty hard issues, you know, because considering the way that Sammy, I'm sure they treated Michael the same way because they considered Michael a friend of Sammy, so he must be in his camp and he's against the brothers and all that.
Well,
so.
And then Wolfgang comes along and further replaces Michael.
Yeah, they wanted to take Michael off of all the original recordings.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. There was a rumor, Michael, that you were in touch with the Van Halen camp and you were going to be getting back with them.
Well, I actually did get a call from their camp, Irving Azoff's office.
Irving Azoff. What a guy.
You
talk about a career. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what he was able to do over all his years in management. He started in mid Illinois at the University of Illinois when he grew up in Chicago, managing Dan Fogelberg and REO Speedwagon.
Did he really?
Yeah, and just rode that into the Eagles and all kinds of stuff. Amazing. Yeah. Warner Brothers. That's how he got in touch with Van Halen.
Yeah.
Started
a few years ago now, and they did ask me about coming back and doing the reunion. And you know, things kind of were progressing, and then I guess Eddie was kind of ill. He was going over to Europe and having some treatments done or whatever. And I it never materialized. I think he was too ill.
Are you friends these days with Wolfgang, his son, who played bass in the band when they kind of said bye to you and he kind of took over?
You know, I haven't actually spoken to Wolfgang yet. You know, I obviously didn't want to talk to them. I spoke briefly with Alex right after Eddie passed, but, you know, I wanted them to have their privacy. And I have texted with Wolfie a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's all good, obviously.
How are you and Alex doing? How are you and Alex together?
We spoke briefly after Ed's passing, but, you know, Alex has been pretty much, I don't know, you know, grieving or however you want to put it, you know, pretty much been to himself.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just kind of letting that happen, and I'm sure at one point we'll talk again here or even get together.
Right on. I think, John, you had a question about David Lee Roth.
What's the funniest thing? What's the funniest thing you ever saw David do?
Now, I know you got to think about a lot of stuff here, Mike. Go ahead.
Interview here. We're supposed to be talking about the lockdown, but I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah. He kind of reprimanded
us.
That I ever witnessed.
Kind of like Paul McCartney reprimanded me, too, one time. So.
You shit disturber.
Yeah. Most of these rock stars hate me.
In the past, and there are photos out there too. Is he used to wear these assless chaps? I forget exactly what tour he started wearing those.
Right.
I think he actually wore them out here when we played a show called the US Festival in the early 80s.
Right.
But to have to stand behind him with that going on, some nights I wanted to just run off the stage, and other nights I couldn't contain myself from laughing. So.
Michael, once again, Lockdown 2020 is the name of the new Circle record, and it's got a bunch of covers on there. What's your favorite cover to play? Maybe it's not on this record, but, you know, maybe it's just something that you guys jam out to. What is it?
You know what? Actually, one of my favorite covers to play is on this record, and it's Won't Get Fooled Again.
Really?
I was always a big John Entwistle fan growing up, and I remember the first time that I saw The Kids Are All Right, which was a movie that The Who put out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of scenes where they play live in their, I forget what it was, one of their studios.
Well, Van Halen does a version of that as well. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think I've seen video of it. They were in a studio doing that.
Yeah,
so.
It was great.
Yep.
So now they're doing it again on this Circle record.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Anthony and Sammy are.
Yep.
Because Sammy was involved in I think it was Sammy?
Yeah, Michael was in that Van Halen band too.
Yeah, I know, but was Sammy the lead singer when they did I Won't Get Fooled Again, or was it David?
No, I saw the Sammy version.
Okay, I think it was only Sammy. Yeah.
Bring It, and they do Won't Get Fooled Again, and it's just, I mean, he was an incredible bass player, and it's one of my favorite bass songs to play.
Hmm.
We actually do a little snippet of that on the Lockdowns, but,
Michael,
you know, I enjoyed playing all these ones that we did. It's great, because we got everything from AC/DC to Bob Marley.
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
This happens to me in real life too. Sometimes I can't get a word in edgewise, and I don't know if my voice is too soft. People don't hear me when I'm trying to talk, or they don't care what I'm about to say. That's probably it.
All of us, you know, kind of stretching out and playing some stuff.
He's on he's on the phone, so he's not hearing you immediately.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That we normally wouldn't play.
Is there a song you love that you'd be ashamed that people knew you loved it? Great question. See, it was worth it.
He was thinking.
You know, I can't think of anything right off the bat, but I'm sure it'd probably be something as stupid as Sugar Sugar by the Archies or something. not that song, no. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll bet it'd be like a Partridge Family song.
You like some of their stuff.
I actually used to like some of the stuff that David Cassidy did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the show then?
That's tragic way for, you know, the way his life went, because he was actually a very good musician.
Right.
Yeah.
So does that mean that you used to watch the show too?
Getting all the dirt out of it now.
So late in my career, you're going to end my career.
Come
early.
On, Michael. No, this is cool.
Yeah,
man.
I watched it, and if anybody else my age that you talk to here says that they didn't, they're lying.
Yeah. What's your favorite old sitcom?
Hey, it was music. It was a band, and who cares if they weren't
that's
playing
right. That's right. That's right.
Hey.
what's your favorite old sitcom? Now I'm going off the rails.
Here we go.
My favorite old sitcom? Oh, God, probably Get Smart.
Get Smart. That's a good one, yeah.
John is Green Acres, and I think mine might be All in the Family. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, that was good, too.
You know.
There were so many good ones.
Well, right on. Well, Michael Anthony, thank you for being so gracious and talking to us here. Casey, we can't wait to get back to live music and see you back on stage here at the
The live music, when we can get back out there and play, know that St. Louis is going to be one of the first places that we'll be jonesing to come back and play.
Can you imagine, Michael, what it's going to be like when people finally get a chance to get back out and go to live shows? They're going to go nuts.
Yeah, and see you.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. I'll love it.
It will be. Yeah.
Well, right on. Michael Anthony of The Circle and of Van Halen, thank you. And we can't wait to see you.
I just want to let you know, too, that, you know, that it's available for the Lockdown Sessions, available for download today.
Right.
And next week, I believe on the 15th, you'll be able to actually buy the physical CD. And I know Amazon's going to be one of the major places carrying it.
Oh,
so
cool. And today
anybody
is.
Anybody still got the CD player and wants to, you know, get it.
Right.
Another way.
Today is David Bowie's birthday, and you've got a Bowie track on there too.
Yeah, Heroes. You know, that's one that everybody needs to hear, because that is so different. I love the way that it turned out, the way that we did that song.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big Bowie fan. Played all his stuff in the early days.
See,
I was growing up.
Is this a one and only time you'll do this?
You know what? We yeah, I've actually spoken with Sammy, and he'll probably be the only person I tell from Vaz because, you know, you're so close with the band.
Although he didn't ask the question. You, man, did.
He thought I asked the question, but go ahead.
Go ahead, whatever. Yeah, sure. Take the.
But, you know, we're thinking of maybe in the middle of the live show, maybe breaking it down, way down, and playing some of these, you know, like change the whole thing up, like maybe just a small little set, Jason, come to the front of the stage and play some of these lockdown things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, right on.
During the show for like a change, you know.
Oh, can't wait to see it. All right.
Who knows? I don't.
Well,
I'll play anything at this point just to get on stage.
Yeah, I'll bet.
All right, Mikey, thank you for being with us, and we love you here.
Did you call him Mikey?
I did. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, love you, Casey, and we'll see
you
this year.
Yeah. You love us, we love you.
Get back out there.
All right, Michael. All right. Bye
Thanks.
Now.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, take care, guys.
Okay. So,
Mikey. I call him Mikey because that's what Sammy calls him. I've been around it just a million times.
No, I know.
So.
I'm just giving you crap.
I know.
All right, well, there you go. What's the update on the circle since then? That was January of...
This year. Just a few months ago.
Oh, just a few months ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's real sad that he didn't have, you know, that him and Eddie didn't make up before he passed away.
But like you said, when we started this,
the wounds are pretty deep. They can be brutal.
Because he was treated probably the worst of anybody.
Yeah. No.
Don't blame him.
Yeah. I can't say I blame him either. You know?
You know, I mean, it's one thing if it's family. Mm-hmm. You know, father, mother, brother, sister, close relative, something. If it's somebody you worked with, it was, you know, a friend, coworker, whatever, and you had something really bad happen, I don't think there's anything wrong with not settling the score before somebody passes on. It was what it was.
It was. I think it was kind of like family. Van Halen was so tight. He knew they knew each other for so long. And
I mean, it would have been better, obviously, if he would have, but I don't think if I were Michael Anthony, I would not.
Well, you know how those guys hold grudges.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't let that one bother me too much based on all that happened.
Yeah. But rock stars hold grudges. So
people hold grudges.
Yeah. People do. Yep.
All right. That's Casey Tapes this time around. Thanks for listening. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STOUMan and on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
I'll see you. Bye. AMF.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.